Thank you, Robbo. Good, nice to be here.
Coming all the way from Las Vegas, where you guys have been in residence for a long time. It must be a nice change to get out on the road.
It is, it is. It's always good to get on the road, and especially when it's back in Australia. And it's been a long time coming. We've been in Oz since 2019, and we've had to postpone a lot of tours because of COVID and sort of things not quite being ready to come back. And so, yeah, very looking forward to this run, for sure.
Now, the Bee Gees, it is the music that keeps on giving. I mean, I don't think whatever era of the Bee Gees you look at, it's just fantastic music.
It is, and that's sort of, I think, what is amazing for us. And whenever people say, how do you keep doing the same show year in, year out? It's 26 years now. But that we always say the same thing. It's the music's incredible. I mean, you just, you know, you're really sort of blessed to be able to do it every night. And there's so much of it, you know, and there's a wealth of material that we don't even play that we could throw on the show, and we do rotate in from time to time. So it's just an amazing catalogue to work, to be lucky enough to work with, and you know, there's a huge audience for it around the world. So it's really is a pleasure for us to do it, and the audiences will keep coming back because there's so many Bee Gees fans.
Now, a Las Vegas residency is something that most musicians really hanker after. How long have you been there?
12 years now, and we've done over 3,000 shows, and yeah, it's sort of surreal. It took us a long time to get here, and it was sort of like a little, I suppose, a little crazy pipe dream of ours when we first started doing the show, and we just, you know, I think it was when we were in Hong Kong was the first sort of big sort of contract that we'd done, you know, outside of Australia. And I think we were all caught up in the whole sort of, wow, we're here in Hong Kong looking out at the harbour and doing a show, and you get a little bit sort of fancy in your head and think, wow, this would be a great show, bring it to Las Vegas. And we all sat around and laughed ourselves, sort of crazy sort of thing. So it sort of gets verbalised, and you sort of think, oh, how could we do it? And you have no idea. And really there is no sort of no path to Las Vegas. And I think it was just a crazy thought one day, and then we, you know, eventually turned it into a reality. But we don't really actually know how.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Fantastic. And were you always a Bee Gees fan before you actually put the band together?
I was, yes. I heard the Bee Gees going up in Canberra, Queanbeyan area, and listened to AM radio, and the Bee Gees and the Beatles and Seekers and bands like that were sort of like AM fodder back in those days. This is pre-FM, and I sort of grew up listening to the early, you know, probably the late 60s, early 70s versions of the Bee Gees. And then as I was growing up, you know, Saturday Night Fever became very popular, and couldn't escape it. So it was always there for me. But I think it was as I got older, I appreciated it even more. It became a whole different sort of thing. And I think the music really grows on you. And so, yes, it had always been there in my sort of childhood and on the radio and in popular culture. And it was just like a natural thing for me to fall into.
One question I have to ask, Michael, is that you are like the Barry Gibb figure in the group. You've got a voice like James Earl Jones there, and yet Barry, of course, is known in the very tight underpants brigade as well. How do you go with that?
it's a very common question. I mean, my voice range is like a bass baritone normally, but all my sort of career and sort of cover bands and original bands, I was sort of been forced to sing a little bit out of my range because I sort of grew up sort of in late 70s, early 80s bands where everyone was a tenor sort of thing. Everyone was, you know, rock and roll and pop stuff in the 80s. Everyone sang in that higher voice. There was no real demand for baritones or bass voices. So I was sort of a little bit of a fish out of water. So I sort of worked hard on extending my range. But the whole Bee Gees thing is, it's the falsetto. That's a whole different type of voice. And it's not really linked to your range as a male vocalist, whether it be like a tenor or a bass or a baritone. It's sort of a whole separate thing itself. So it's sort of like easier to tap into for a baritone than a tenor, because we tend to rely on it a little bit more because we have a limited range. And so that's how I'm able to sort of get up to the sort of stay alive and some of the disco or sort of high notes in the falsetto, because it really is a sort of separate voice.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Now, what can people expect at the show?
Well, the show is really, it's our 25th anniversary, and we're really celebrating sort of the whole career of the Bee Gees and their amazing catalogue from all eras. You know, we don't just focus on the 60s and 70s. We really look at the whole career, and we include a lot of 80s tunes that they wrote for other people, which would be hits, and some of their bigger hits in the late 80s and early 90s, and right up to the end of their career, were Still Waters and This Strike came in albums. So, I mean, if you're a real hardcore Bee Gees fan, there's going to be a lot in it for you, obviously, and even the people who are sort of newer to the Bee Gees, or just the sort of like the greatest hits group, there's going to be enough in there to keep you interested. But we do a few interesting things, a few album tracks and a few, like I said, songs they wrote for other people, but we really do try and draw on the whole catalogue and not just focus on, you know, the couple of really popular eras like the 60s and 70s.
It's going to be a great show. I mean, I guess your CV in itself just shows how fantastic you guys are. And I know you've signed on to stay in Vegas until 2024, which says a hell of a lot too. So we're very lucky to be seeing you here in Bendigo this time round. And we wish you every success with the tour. And thanks so much for talking to us this morning on the Wake Up Call, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Yeah. Cheers.